need to try to explain it is so don't tired. And if it happens again, I'ma move so silently to the arms and the lips and the face of the human gather ball that I need to. I want you.
At 6:04 Eastern Time, and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk, and pop truck. From the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never worries from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs for the next 3 hours. Yes, count them, 3 hours. I'll be here till 9 o'clock Eastern Time. I'm going to jam in a bunch of stuff from bands who are playing the Abbey Lounge reunion. And I'll try to probably front load them because the doors open at 7. Those of you who are so inclined to get over there, and you better get over there early. We got to hear a few tunes. 617-627-3800 is the number to call if you want to hear something or touch base. 73800. For those of you living, working, or otherwise marooned on the Tufts University campus, yes, WMFO is community radio, educational radio, whatever, on the campus of Tufts University in Medford, Massachusetts. Okay. Let's get going. These are Desperate Hours.
This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
get that girl.
Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Okay, let me explain away this first set of the evening. Backing me up, as I have been for about the last month, I am going to change up the talk break bit. I should do it more often, you know, just to entertain the both of you. You never know what's going to happen next. But anyway, Rhythm Rockers with Madness, originally released on the Square label in 1960. I believe they were local. Meaning Boston. Anyway, you just heard The Inspirations, a band called The Inspirations. Not sure where they go. They're from Wisconsin. I got off a compilation, Badger Beat Chronicles. Came out in Y2K and Misty Lane. Original release was on the Feature label, 1966. Inspirations, Is Love Real? Before that, you heard Triple Thick from the Half Bad CD. Came out in 2001 on their own Leisure King album. Label. They will be going on stage, I believe, around 9 o'clock tonight at Sally O'Brien, 356 Somerville Avenue at the Abbey Lounge Reunion. So check it out. Anyway, Triple Thick Shake. For that, the Conks recorded right here in Studio D at WMFO on August 30th, 2000. And Do What I Want, the Conks. They'll put out, go on to put out a CD on the Bomp label. Or Alive, I think. Anyway, I got it at home. And then we kicked it off with Frankie Valli, who'll be celebrating his 82nd birthday on Tuesday. And was actually the original of The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore, covered and made into a big hit by the Walker Brothers a year later. This was on Smash in 1965. I did not know that the Walker Brothers were, and I've had the 45 for a long time. I didn't know it was a cover, A, and B, because I never look at who writes songs. I didn't know that Crew and Gaudio had written it. But anyway, Frankie Valli, who'll be 82 on Tuesday, did The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore from 1965. 617-627-3800. Is that I'm a call if you want to touch base? 73800 for those of you on the Tufts University campus. Anyway, I'm going to be here till 9 o'clock. So, hey, you know, you can amuse me by sending me IDs and bumpers, listener IDs and bumpers. You know, you don't necessarily have to be in a band or a local celebrity, although it would be wonderful if you did. But you don't have to have a claim to fame. Just record it, turn it into MP3 or a WAV, and email it to my attention at coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's CoffeeandSmokes at verizon.net. Yeah, I kept the old, those of you who've been listening to me yammer on for about 20-something years. Yep, it's the old Coffee and Smokes address. I'd love to hear from you. Just keep it clean, or else it won't get played. You know, you mentioned me, WMFO, and the Desperate Hours, and all their possible combinations. Anyway, I've talked enough. These are the Desperate Hours.
Mama's grave.
I asked her how
Hello? This is Dick Cannon, private investigator. I'm in a very desperate situation. And when I'm in a very desperate situation, I always like to listen to The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts. Over and out.
Who slammed the door? Who slammed the door?
Okay, it's 6:33 Eastern Time, and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. The station wants you to know that getting free information about diabetes just got easier. Call the National Diabetes Education Program at 1-888-693-NDEP or click www.yourdiabetesinfo.org. This is a public service announcement from the National Diabetes Education Program and the sweethearts here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway, I'm trying to... There we go. We'll eject because I forget what the name of this... All right, here we go. Okay. Going to play track two to lead off the second set. I won't tell you what it is quite yet. Anyway, let me explain away the second set of the evening. Just heard Lou Stein from 1958, a single that he put out on the Mercury label, and Who Slammed the Door? Before that, Red Chord, featuring the pipes of Andrea Gillis. They will be playing this weekend at the Abbey Lounge reunion. And Take Your Time, recorded live at the Abbey Lounge on November 5th of 2000, and committed to CD. And then we kicked off the set with Witness Incorporated, and it's something I realized I probably played it somewhat recently. Did Not You Girl from the compilation Quagmire 8, originally released in the Apex label in Canada in 1967. Anyway, I'm going to be here for 3 hours, and I'm waiting for this stupid CD to load. Oh, please. Don't do this to me now. I got 3 hours of this. Anyway, 617-627-3800. I'm going to call if you want to touch base. 73800. For those of you on the Tufts University campus. Okay. Discara. All right, so I got to shut it off and reboot it. Anyway. And if you want to get a hold of me between shows, you can always email me at coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's CoffeeandSmokes at Verizon.net. Or if you're on social media, like Facebook, and admit it, you are, all you got to do is go over to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it. Anyway, let's see what's happening here. I'm going to be talking for a while now. Now, let me just check this out. Hang in there. I'll be right back. Okay, let's see what happens now. These are the Desperate Hours. Okay, Frigate. I'm going to play Frigate. Well, everyone's a loser now, and you're another loser too. And you don't have to work real hard to find someone else to lose it to. You walk up, that's your only goal. There's nothing left to do all day. So why should you get out of bed? This has to take too much energy. Don't think it was too good to be a nightmare. Bad dreams are coming true. Sing for stepping on you. Whatever you want, and baby, you get him. Whatever you want, you gotta be a listen to the bitter end. Whatever you want, whatever you want. It's always someone else's fault. It's all it'll ever be. A victim to the bitter end. What else you want to find at me? Don't think it looks too good to be a nightmare. Bad dreams are coming true. Okay, it's 6:47 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Just heard HB Goose Step by the Rivieras. That is the B-side to California Sun, released in 1964 on the Riviera label. Before that, the Coffin Lids, whose full-length CD I was trying to get to play, kicking off this set, because it was a song I really wanted to hear. I couldn't get it to go, so I did them channeling the Shantays and Pipeline. That was from a CD teaser they released in 2003 to radio stations. Then we kicked it off with a band called Frigate. They're going to be playing, both the Coffin Lids and Frigate are going to be playing at the Abbey Lounge reunion, so check them out. And the track called Whatever, and that was off the CD Blow Me Down. Came out on 2001 on the Spinning Records label. Okay, I'm going to swing right back into this. What is normally the point of no return, the halfway point of the show, is now one third of the show. It's a 3-hour broadcast tonight. Don't say I didn't warn you. These are the Desperate Hours.
And everything nice. That's what little girls are made of. After years of acceptance, that little phrase has been swept aside for the modern version. Rhythm and blues and rubber-soled shoes. That's what girls are made of. Responsible for this dramatic change is a fun-loving, giggly, chattering, unpredictable, unmanageable bundle of vitality known as a teenage girl. Years ago, one could tell the girls from the boys by the way they dressed. Now that girls have adopted boys' haircuts, shirts, blue jeans, and jackets, it's not so easy until you watch them walk away from you. In an average day, a teenager frustrates her mother, charms her father, irritates her kid brother, puzzles her teacher, befuddles her young boyfriend, and in the process, thoroughly confuses herself. In spite of it all, she has a boundless enthusiasm for nearly everything. Rock and roll music, disc jockeys, Elvis, you know who. Sleeping late, clothes, gossip, increased allowances, chewing gum with the mouth open, of course. charm bracelets, babysitting, and large football sweaters, especially one with a star halfback in it. When she's not under your feet, she's on your mind. And when you need her, you can find her under pin curlers, in front of mirrors, over homework started at bedtime, behind movie magazines, and between phone calls. A teenage girl loves to complain. She can't stand anything about her hair, girls who flirt with her date, nosy parents, and boys who don't dance, although she'll probably marry one who doesn't dance at all. A teenage girl's amazing energy comes from a steady, well-rounded diet of pizza pie, cheeseburgers, hot fudge sundaes, malted milks, french fries, and sometimes even fingernails. Today's teenage girl would rather learn pursuing than pursue learning. Nevertheless, she has a unique capacity for applying things taught in school. Carrying out the fundamentals of lend-lease, for example, she lends and leases combs, bobby pins, autographs, shoes, bus fare, and even homework answers. She's unique in other ways, too. Nobody, for instance, can guard a secret as loyally or spill it so easily. No one has gone steady quite so often and suffers quite so much when in love. At home in the evening, a teenage girl relaxes by listening to the latest and loudest rock and roll records. Her mother in the kitchen, although busily preparing the evening meal, feels a warm glow as she realizes that her teenage daughter is really enjoying life to its fullest. Overcome by these sentimental thoughts, she wipes her hands, goes to the foot of the stairs from where the music is coming, and in a sweet, motherly way, says,
"For heaven's sake, will you turn that darn thing off?"